Hello, it's Game On and I'm Adam Rosser. As Disney launch Infinity, Activision have started talking about the new Skylanders, the one that's going to come out later this year. It's evolving, it's going HD, and it's getting a rather more interestingly mechanical dimension, isn't it, Andy?
The big innovation here, and they're calling it Skylanders Swap Force, yeah. And that refers to the new figures, the Swap Force figures, which have torsos that detach so you can take apart their legs and their bodies, and then you can mix and match these particular figures to create your own Skylanders. And once you sort of click them together with a magnet, and then when you put them on the portal, they get the particular abilities that are related to in each half of the toy. So rather than just having a static set of toys, you've got this sort of way to create your own.
Andy, one of the words they use, one of the phrases they use, is toys to life. Now, what do you think toys to life is about?
They're trying to make this very strong link between the toy in the game and sort of saying that this is the moment when you put the toy on the portal. They call it this magic moment when the toy comes to life. And it's obviously language that they want to sort of use and I guess brand this sort of experience. When Disney Infinity announced their game, there was a statement from Activision that referenced this, you know, welcoming another competitor to, in their Toys to Life brand. So it's certainly a way of looking at the game that's very specific to how their technology works.
Yeah, and a way of controlling that sort of headspace.
It's like the Hoover, isn't it, of the video game toy world, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Du Habala is the studio head and co-founder of Vicarious Visions. They're building Swap Force for Activision. And I asked him what Toys to Life meant.
The guiding principle of Skylanders is bringing toys to life at its heart. It's about toys that are fun, that are collectible, that are playable on their own, but if you join them with a video game, they have a whole nother level of identity. And likewise, a video game on its own is not as complete without the physical presence of the toy. So bringing the toys to life is a central principle in what we do with Skylanders in all of their adventures.
Mm. And how important is collectability to that equation? Because you have done a number of things, or there are a number of things in the game which lead me to suspect that at the front of the mind was the idea of not just one, many.
When we invented Skylanders at Activision, it was with a mindset that children really like a variety of different characters and a variety of things. And so they start playing with one character, they really enjoy switching to another. And so the adventure is built upon the right hero for the job, the right Skylander for the job. So having a collection actually enriches the experience.
You've dropped Skystones, though. That's terrible. Why drop Skystones? That's a bit I really enjoyed.
Skystones was a great feature of Giants. We'll have new ones that players can enjoy in Swap Force.
No CCG of Skystones, though, no?
I'm not going to talk about that today.
When I sat down last year with the guys from Mind Candy who make Moshi Monsters, they were talking about synergy and the relationship between their products and the constellation of stuff that comes with it. But the one sense I got from them was that you could not be cynical. You could not necessarily, just because you had this license to print money, mm-hmm. do whatever the hell you liked with it. Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel like that as well? You're producing 16 new core characters, 16 new of these swappable characters. That's 32 characters. Mm-hmm. So somebody could say, why do you need 32 new characters with the launch of the new game? You're going to be charging people full price for the base state, you know, all those sorts of things. So what's the answer?
What we find is that our audience really likes a variety. They're not required to buy the full collection. They may not want to. We do find a sizable audience that would like to collect everything that we provide and really enjoy the richness of the canvas that we paint. Our job is to make that possible and available. Now, one thing I would say in terms of the ease of doing this, it's actually much more challenging for us to create a larger cast than a smaller cast, especially so where each character is differentiated, is unique in its personality, in the look, in the animations and moves and balances. In a lot of ways, it's a tremendous amount of focus and energy that goes into creating every one of these characters, not a simple matter of hitting print and making more. The success that we've had with Skylanders makes it an important part of Activision's overall offering as a business. And that's really great. But at the center of all of that is, what kind of value do we provide to consumers? What kind of magic can we preserve in Skylanders? I personally have made so many different games over time. And anytime you take the consumer for granted, that's the wrong track. Really front and center for us is keeping the consumer really at the center of our focus.
That's Du Habala from Vicarious Visions. Now, Andy, Swap Force, is there enough of a change? Is there enough going on to bring more people into the franchise, to bring another wave along?
I think so. I quite like Swap Force. I felt like Giants actually did too much, really. It introduced the Series 2 figures, the Lightcore figures, the Giants themselves. And so you had a lot of new stuff going on. With Swap Force, it's basically the same as Giants, and there's obviously other new figures coming in. But the only real innovation is these Swap Force characters. And I like the way that it's a physical innovation as well. So playing with them on the living room floor, essentially what you've got is a semi-articulated character. So you can sort of split them apart if they maybe come a cropper in some road accident that you're playing, or you can sort of, as I said, articulate them. So I think it adds a physical play element. Take that into the game and the way you can switch and swap between different characters. I think I quite like it. It wasn't what I was expecting. It certainly looks pretty good.
It's always nice to be surprised, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I just thought they would do something similar again, and maybe just do like Skylanders minis or something like that. Again, they've done quite a lot, so that's quite good.